Title: Snare Flam Programming for Old School Swing Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're dialing in one of the quickest ways to get that late 90s jungle, early DNB swing feel inside Ableton Live: snare flams. And when I say flam, I'm not talking about a big, obvious double snare. I'm talking about a drummer-style grace note, a tiny, quiet hit that happens just before the main snare, so the backbeat feels like it's pulling you forward, but still landing solid. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple two-bar drum and bass loop at around 174 BPM, with tight main snares on 2 and 4, and those little ghosted lead-ins doing the swing work. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack onto it. Load three basic sounds: a short punchy kick, a snare that's crispier, kind of 909-ish, and a closed hat that's more of a tight tick than a long splash. If you don't have samples ready, Ableton's Core Library drums are totally fine. Keep it simple. We're focusing on timing and feel today, not sample hunting. Now create a two-bar MIDI clip. Open the MIDI editor and set your grid to 1/16th note so you've got enough resolution for a basic DNB pattern. Program the foundation first. Put your kick on bar 1, beat 1. That's 1.1.1. Optionally, add another kick on 1.3.1 if you want that classic two-step push. Then place your snare on beats 2 and 4, 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Copy those snares to bar 2 as well, 2.2.1 and 2.4.1. Add hats on 8th notes or 16th notes, whatever you like. If you're a total beginner, try steady 8th notes first. The point is, you should now have a clean, rigid, on the grid DNB loop. It'll probably feel a little stiff. That's perfect. We need the before version. Now we create the flam. Here's the simplest flam method in MIDI. Duplicate and nudge. Click your snare note at 1.2.1, the main snare on beat 2. Duplicate it. On Windows, that's Control D. On Mac, that's Command D. Now you have two snares stacked. Take the duplicated one and drag it slightly earlier, just a tiny bit to the left. This is where beginners tend to overthink. Don't zoom in until you can see small offsets clearly. And also, make sure you can see note velocities in the MIDI editor, because velocity is half the trick. Timing-wise, start with something like 10 to 25 milliseconds early. At this tempo, that's the vibe of a very tight grace note. You're not trying to make it sound like a delay. It has to be before the main hit, and close enough that it reads as one gesture. Now adjust the velocities. Set the early hit, the flam hit, to something like 30 to 60 velocity. Keep the main snare around 90 to 110. The main snare is your anchor. Protect that backbeat. Repeat that flam setup for each snare: 1.4.1, 2.2.1, and 2.4.1. Duplicate each main snare. Pull the duplicate slightly earlier and drop the velocity. Now listen to your loop. Even with identical flams, you'll already hear it. The snare starts to feel like it's leaning into the beat instead of just landing like a robot stamp. But here's the key move for old school swing: variation. If every flam is identical, it starts sounding like a programmed effect. Jungle swing comes from micro differences that feel human. So let's do a simple two-bar variation recipe. On the first snare, bar 1 beat 2, set the flam about 12 milliseconds early, with a velocity around 45. On the second snare, bar 1 beat 4, make it a little wider, about 20 milliseconds early, velocity around 55. On the third snare, bar 2 beat 2, tighten it up, about 8 milliseconds early, velocity around 35. On the fourth snare, bar 2 beat 4, go medium wide again, around 18 milliseconds early, velocity around 50. Then keep all the main snare hits consistent. This is important. You're creating the illusion of swing by changing the lead-in, not by messing up the backbeat. Now, quick coaching note: don't judge flams by soloing the snare. Solo can trick you into making the flam too loud, because you're craving to hear it clearly. Instead, keep the kick and hats running quietly while you adjust. Old school feel is about how that snare sits against the pulse. Next, we need to make sure the flam doesn't sound like a mistake. If you can clearly hear two full snare cracks, it's too much. Remember, grace note, not second snare. You have a couple options. Option A is to use the same snare sample, but shorten the flam's impact. Click your snare pad in drum rack and open simpler. Make sure it's in one-shot behavior, so it plays like a drum hit. If your snare tail is a bit long, reduce the decay in the volume envelope so it's tighter. You can also shorten the flam note length in MIDI. The goal is, the flam becomes a quick tick that leads into the main hit, not a full-body duplicate. Option B, and this is Super Jungle, is to use a different sound for the flam layer. Instead of using the same snare twice, put a rim shot, a short stick click, a tight clap, or even a tiny ghost snare on a different drum rack pad. Then program that sound just before the main snare. This works really well because it avoids that double snare phasing feeling, and it instantly feels more like a sampled breakbeat drummer. If you want an extra pro sounding touch, treat your ghost hit like its own instrument. Put that ghost sound on its own pad, and process it differently from the main snare. Use EQ 8 and high pass it higher than you think, like 300 to 600 HC. You want mostly mid click, not body. Keep it mono, too, so it doesn't smear the stereo image. If it's too roomy, throw a gate on it with a fast release to chop it into a tight tick. And if the ghost and the main snare feel like they're stepping on each other, try detuning the ghost in simpler by -1 to -3 semitones, or even up a semitone. Tiny pitch separation can reduce that accidental double hit vibe. Now let's add subtle swing with Ableton's Groove Pool, because old school feel isn't only snare timing. Hats matter, and tiny velocity shifts matter. Open the Groove Pool. Look for something like MPC 16 swing. Start around 55 to 60% swing. Drag that groove onto your clip, but go gentle. Set timing to around 20 to 40%. Velocity influence can be low, like 0 to 20% if you want a little human movement. Random can be tiny, 0 to 10%. And big warning, don't then fully quantize everything after doing this, because you'll erase the feel you just created. Groove is basically controlled imperfection. Let it exist. Now we'll clean up and punch up the snare so the flams feel intentional, not messy. On the snare chain inside drum rack, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 100 to 140 HC to remove low rumble. If it's boxy, try a small cut around 300 to 500 HC. If you need more crack, a little boost in the 2 to 5k HC zone can help. Then add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch just a touch, like 0 to 15. Be careful with boom because it can make flams muddy fast. Use damp to tame harshness. If you want extra density, add saturator after that. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. We're aiming for thicker, not smashed. If your flams are making the snare feel too long, don't automatically reach for reverb. Usually the fix is shortening the tail, adjust simpler decay, shorten the sample, or reduce ambience. Flams and long reverb tails don't mix well when you want clean old school snap. Now let's talk arrangement, because flams hit harder when you don't overuse them. Try the simple 16 bar energy plan. Bars 1 to 4, no flams. Keep it clean. Let the listener lock in. Bars 5 to 8, add flams only on beat 4. That creates a little pull into the turnaround. Bars 9 to 12, flams on beat 2 and 4. Full energy. Bars 13 to 16, remove one flam again and add a small fill or variation. Even just changing which snare gets the wider flam can feel like a fill without cluttering the beat. One of my favorite drop impact tricks. On the first snare after the drop, mute the flam entirely so that first backbeat lands clean and heavy. Then bring flams back on the next snare. That contrast makes the groove feel bigger without adding anything loud. Now a quick troubleshooting checklist as you listen. If the groove feels rushed or nervous, your flam is probably too early or too loud. Bring it closer to the main snare, or drop the velocity. If it still feels stiff, make one or two flams slightly earlier or slightly louder, but still quiet. Think hint. Not feature. If it sounds like a delay, the flam is too late. Move it before the snare. Always. If it feels robotic, you need a variation. Don't copy-paste identical flams forever. And if everything starts stumbling, you probably overdid the groove pool timing amount. Pull it back. DNB still needs tightness. Now let's do a quick 10-minute practice routine to lock this in. Make a 2-bar loop at 174 with kick and snares on 2 and 4. Create a flam on each snare, but make each one different. Try 8 milliseconds, 12, 18, and 22. Keep flam velocity between about 35 and 60. Then do an A and B test. Version A, same flam timing everywhere. Version B, varied timing and velocity. Pick the one that feels more rolled and less robotic at low volume. Export a short loop and label it something like DNB flam swing 174 BPM V1 and V2. Getting in a habit of bouncing variations is how you build a personal groove library fast. Let's recap the big idea. A snare flam is a quiet hit just before the main snare. Keep the flam lower velocity, and often shorter, so it reads as a grace note. Vary timing and velocity slightly across the phrase for authentic old-school swing. Use groove pool gently, and shape your snare so the flam supports punch, not clutter. if you tell me what direction you're aiming for, classic jungle, rollers, jump up, or something more techie, I can suggest a few exact flam timings and a good ghost lair choice that matches that vibe.